Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This beatitude seems to follow on naturally from the previous one about being poor in spirit. And it's another countercultural claim, because the world likes to laugh at a superficial level and to turn a blind eye to many of the realities of this world which are so dark. But Christians are not called to that. We're called to be realists and optimists. Not some kind of perpetual grin as if nothing really matters, nothing is really sad. Jesus shed tears, didn't he? And so should we. So we're called to mourn over the state of the world, or the state of people we care about. A Christian is somebody who mourns over the state of the world more than they condemn it. That's why Jesus came, to save, not to condemn. Perhaps it's more woe are us rather than woe are they. And we mourn partly because there are so few mourners. And the mourners will be comforted. Some of that comfort is now, and some will come later, when all mourning and crying and tears are wiped away, as the book of Revelation tells us. And part of our comfort is knowing that this is temporary. As Paul wrote in Romans 8, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8, 18. Could you take some time in your devotional time today to mourn over something in the world and imagine and pray about what might happen if God's comfort could come into that situation? We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.